Please remain standing because this is going to be very brief. We read the Passion on Palm Sunday. We remember, we recall the events in Jesus' life, what he endured for all of us. And like the Old Book Testament of the Exodus tells us, said when the chosen people, after they'd gone through all of the slavery of Egypt, after they had been freed by the acts of God through Moses, and as they were going finally after 40 years into the promised land, Moses said to them, remember the Lord your God. Remember the things that he has done for you so that you never forget that as you enter this new land with all of its riches and all of its blessings and all of its graces, that you don't forget what God has done for you. And that's for all of us today too. As Catholics, it's Holy Week. And what we do during this Holy Week is we remember these tremendous acts of mercy and love that Jesus offered for us. We begin with the reading of his Passion today. His first, his glorious entrance into the city of Jerusalem, but then his Passion. And then on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday, we celebrate the Last Supper, when Jesus gave us the priesthood, when he gave us the gift of the Eucharist, when he gave us the promise and gift of service for all people. On Good Friday, we recall what it took to gain all of these things for us, the pain and the suffering and death that he endured for us. And then on Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, we celebrate the glorious resurrection. So it's important for us as Catholics to remember. We need to remember these events, to recall them so that we do not forget, and that somehow they leave a lasting impression in our lives. So we encourage you during this Holy Week, make sure you make some time to spend with our Lord, hopefully at the celebrations that the Church offers, but if you can't do that, at least to spend time at home, reflecting, remembering what Christ has done for us. Now let us pray the Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of